This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Good morning and welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we have a conversation about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether you are in the workplace, or you're a student, or an at-home parent, or maybe you're just taking care of a loved one, or maybe you're someone who has never really had faith, and you're searching for what your purpose is, well, the next 30 minutes, we will interview everyday people who will share their everyday faith. Now, what is faith? According to the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. The next question we'd like to ask is, why is faith important? From that same book in the Bible, it says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Well, how do you get faith? Again, according to the Bible, in the book of Romans, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes. If you have an iPhone or you like to listen on your iPad, you can hear them all on the iTunes podcast app, or you can visit the WCHV.com website as well. We also have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. And we appreciate your comments and encouragements, and we continue to welcome your prayer requests. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guests. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Fluvanna SPCA in Troy is running out of space to keep dogs. They are looking for folks to either foster a dog or adopt a dog. Charlottesville's annual Bacon Bike Valentine Scone Sale will be happening on Friday, February 13th. Literacy Volunteers of Charlottesville Albemarle is now offering citizenship services to all legal permanent residents. And the Central Virginia chapter of the American Red Cross will be holding blood drives February 6th at ACAC in Albemarle Square and also at Sears in Fashion Square Mall. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and thank you so much for joining us today. On the program, our guest with us is an accomplished businessman and an all-around great guy. Joe Jenkins is with us on the show. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Jeff, thanks for asking me.
We like to start with the faith journey on this program, and so I'm going to just hand that over to you and ask you if you would just kind of walk us through your faith journey.
Jeff, I grew up in Madison County, grew up in the church, and pretty much came to Charlottesville to play football and walked away from the faith during the time I was at Virginia, just like a lot of young people do, trying to figure out what they want to do. And Bill Copeland and I, who he is now the pastor at Christ Community Church, which is amazing, we were roommates, along with Dave Sloan and a guy named Jim Wicks. And so, you know, we would party all through the week, and then Copeland would say, come on, let's go to Jefferson Park Baptist Church, and that's where his family was in church. So we would do that, and that's kind of how I felt, you know, that my faith was going. And then you graduate, you try to figure out what you're going to do with your life, and I fumbled around in various different businesses. And it wasn't until, you know, my early 30s that I finally surrendered my life over to the Lord and said, you know, I'm just making a mess of what I'm doing here, and I need your help, Lord. And then that was shortly after a little stint I had in the restaurant business. And I finally decided that that's not the life that I wanted to live anymore, that I wanted to have a little bit more stability in my life. And so I got into the insurance business in 1983. And that was shortly after, you know, being in the restaurant business for 3 years. So it has been a journey since then. God has put some great people in my life. I first started going because of Bill again, Bill being the influence in my life. I started going to Trinity Presbyterian Church, and Trinity at the time was meeting at Jack Jewett School. And kind of stayed there for a little while. They built the new building, which Trinity got in. And Skip Ryan was the pastor at the time, along with a guy named Charlie Drew. And I stayed at Trinity Presbyterian Church until about 1999. And then Bill had migrated over to Christ Community Church. And it had a very contemporary style of worship at the time, probably the only one in Charlottesville. I fell in love with it because I love music, and I love the preaching as well. It was just it just spoke to me. The first few times I went there, I can remember crying because it was so powerful. Mm. And then so I've been at Christ Community with my family since 1999. I've been leading worship there, and God can use even the most feeblest of people like me for his service, and that's how I feel like I can give a little bit back, you know, in the form of what he's given me, because, you know, he's given me such great gifts and talents, you know, and pretty much I've covered them up all my life. I've been too, you know, embarrassed to use them, just not secure enough to use them, and he's managed to bring it out of me.
Well, there's a lot of people in this town that know you as the old place kicker, so you and I have that in common.
We certainly do, and my son, who is playing football now, I've tried to get him involved in kicking and, you know, doing what I used to do, and he just wouldn't have any part of it. And I don't know why. I think once he gets out in summer practice and, you know, feels the heat and starts beating his head up against these other big guys,
yes,
you know, he might get wise. But I enjoyed my time as a kicker much more than most.
Yeah, it's the summer too. It is a lot easier in the life of a kicker, but you do learn a little something about faith when you're out there all alone and you really battle against fear and doubt when you're a kicker, and especially when the game's on the line. You know, I learned a lot my time kicking for the university, and then like you, I tried my hand at the pros a little bit and bounced around. Interesting times, for sure. Let's go back to Bill Copeland. Mm-hmm. I don't really know the man, but from what I see, I really like one of the things that I share, or our family shares in common with Bill Copeland, is I believe he was the headmaster at the Covenant School.
That's right, he was.
And so when I walk into the Covenant School, so my wife is the principal, Dr. Mo Gaffney, of the Covenant, it's now the Covenant Lower School, and I walk in, and there's a beautiful portrait of Bill, and I just feel like, you know, when I walk in that building, as everybody else does, they kind of say a quick, hey, thank you, Bill, for all, I mean, he poured out a lot into that school.
Without a doubt, and, you know, back when he was a part of it, most of his time was spent in fundraising, because there were many times they didn't know if they were going to make payroll.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be out, you know, and God would provide. And here we are several years later, and we see the success of the Covenant School, and we see that all the prices that were paid all along the way for it to be where it is now, in a beautiful upper school, off Hickory Street. I think it's Hickory Street or Hickory Road or something like that. And it has it's gotten so many kids. The athletics are great because your kids and mine went through it and had opportunities to play and play together. And last year they won a state lacrosse tournament championship, so that was awesome.
Well, it's been a blast meeting families like yours, but really for the turning point for me in helping our family, of course, my wife had been working at the Covenant School, but it was Richie McKay, who currently is associate head coach of UVA's extremely prominent basketball program. He was the one who said to me, Jeff, your family is really going to thrive in a Christian education. And that has been the case. It's a whole different feeling when you walk into the Covenant School. And it's awesome to see kids who love the Lord and have the freedom to express that.
And my wife teaches there.
Yes.
And she has an opportunity to pray with kids, which she loves to do, and have impact on young people's lives. And I will tell you that having my son go through the Covenant School, he is currently will be going to the University of Virginia, but he did a post-grad football year semester at Fork Union, that the Covenant School education really prepares young men and women for the college experience so that it's an easier transition into the study and workload that the University of Virginia or any college would throw at you. So their education is first class.
Without a doubt. I feel as my two sons are graduating in May from the Covenant School, and then my youngest daughter is a sophomore there. I feel as they finish up at their time at the Covenant School, I'm very confident that they are ready for college, at least academically.
Yeah.
Let's talk about faith from a father's perspective. Sometimes it's hard to be a dad, and we have so much that comes at us in the week. We have our work world, and then, you know, guys like you and I, we, you know, try to carve out a couple minutes to maybe go to the gym and take care of ourselves a little bit. But then you get to work, you're working hard at work, and you certainly want to, when you get home, we have the opportunity to pour into our wives and then into our children. Let's talk about what it's like to be a dad, kind of leading by example as a dad. What's that mean to you?
Well, leading by example, I'm probably not the best one to talk to, but you know, from my perspective, as you get older, and my son is in the teenage years, they don't listen a lot to us. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty much yours might, but, you know, my son doesn't listen to a lot of what my wisdom that I'm imparting on him, you know. And the thing I want him to understand more than anything when I leave this life is that he was well loved, that he was always the apple of my eye, that hopefully, you know, he'll look back at me and go, you know, he really did know what he was talking about. He tried to tell me the right path. Mm. And even though I might have not taken that advice, I could see the love in his eye. I could see that he was trying, and that love is what I hope he can carry with him, because I know from my perspective, my father never was the best father in the world, a little harsh, but he would always, I knew he loved me, and that's what I remember most about him.
All right, let's take that, before we take a break, let's take that love that you have for your son and the love that you experience from your father, because I too have an awesome father who without a doubt loved me unconditionally, and so I learned a lot about parenting from my father, and so like you, I try to impart that on all of four of my children. But let's relate that now to the love of God and the importance and the security and the awareness of how massive massive the love of God is. Once you actually understand, as Jeremiah says in the Old Testament, as God spoke to him and said, "I have loved you with an everlasting love," that is, as a father, that's something I would want all my kids to kind of really understand. Of course, mom and dad love you and your family, we all love each other, but the love of the Father, the love of God, is a massive foundational aspect of their walk with the Lord, to really kind of have that security that God's love is huge.
You know, and it may take you a long time to wrap your arms around that. It did for me. I could never figure out, I could never experience, I could never feel the depth of the Father's love, you know, for me.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I would always, my human instincts take over, and I think, you know, if I acted the way I did toward my Father, like I'm acting toward Jesus,
mm-hmm.
My Father would backhand me and, you know, be pretty harsh with me.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I had to really get my arms around was the fact that He pursues me.
Yes.
And He comes at me with a holy vengeance, mm-hmm. if you will, and that no matter what sin that I may think about or do, that sin is not too big for what He suffered at the cross, mm-hmm. and the blood that's, you know, He's poured out for me. My wife's a chemistry teacher, and I said, "You ought to do this chemistry experiment where you have this black ball, and it represents the sin, and it represents your, you know, your life of sin. And you ought to have a red solution that would look like blood that you poured over the ball, and then have the ball turn completely white as snow."
Mm.
You know, if that was something you could do, and she's working on that.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. We're talking with Joe Jenkins, and we're talking about the Father's love. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Joe about one of his favorite stories in the gospel. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break and be right back.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Fluvanna SPCA in Troy is running out of space to keep dogs. They are looking for folks to either foster a dog or adopt a dog. Charlottesville's annual Bacon Bike Valentine Scone Sale will be happening on Friday, February 13th. Literacy Volunteers of Charlottesville Albemarle is now offering citizenship services to all legal permanent residents. And the Central Virginia chapter of the American Red Cross will be holding blood drives February 6th at ACAC in Albemarle Square and also at Sears in Fashion Square Mall. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have my good friend Joe Jenkins. And Joe, I just want to encourage you because I see you a lot around town, and I have to tell you, you always have a smile on your face, and you're always very friendly to people, and your light is shining, man.
You know, I didn't used to be that way. I was kind of stuck up and insecure, and I think the Lord has, I've embraced His love. And when you do that and you recognize your identity is found in Him, it releases you to kind of be yourself, be who He made you to be instead of who the world wants you to be. And it takes a while to break those patterns.
It does. But when I see you, I tell you, I see somebody who, again, this is from the distance, but somebody who seems happy and filled with joy and filled with the Spirit. And, again, your light is shining. Let's talk about your favorite gospel story or whatever's on your heart. You know, you and I love to read God's Word. And and what's the Lord put on your heart these days?
Well, one of my favorite stories is about Gideon, who is down at the bottom of this pit threshing wheat, and the Lord speaks to him, and you know, he's the lowest of the low. I mean, he's insignificant. And here's God coming to him saying, lead my people. And then he is asked to put an army together. And as you know the story very well, it's just about God taking somebody seemingly insignificant mm-hmm. and using him in a way that is just so counterintuitive, because when you think that he can take so few people and conquer so much, it's like we talked about before, when you take the least, which is us, mm-hmm. and you interject God on top of that, then all of a sudden success happens.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that is empowering to me. And one of the things on my heart, too, is I think in churches we are spoken to and preached on, you know, that we are wretches. But I think we really need to focus on the joy of what Jesus Christ has done for us and what our lives should be lived out in joy. And as we were at the men's group this morning, and we had a lot of men sharing about some experiences in their lives, what I was seeing was, you know, we need to be, I mean, we should be having a grin from ear to ear 24/7, because Jesus, his love has been poured out on us, and all we need to do is somehow miraculously see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I've written, you know, songs about it. I've tried, you know, because I want the joy of the Lord to be just overflow.
Yes. And it reminds me of the verse, what's coming to mind is Romans 5:8. But God demonstrated his love to us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so when we have some time to contemplate on the enormity of that, it brings us back to the joy that you're talking about and that you can see in you.
And you, and maybe you want to share this with your audience at some point in time, the promises that you wrote down this morning to share for the men's group. We all walk through trials. We all walk through dark periods of life. We all deal with the tragedies and tragedies that happen in our lives, whether it's health-related or death of a loved one or loss of a job, no money, whatever it is. We need to just focus on the promises of God, because we may not feel it, but they're true.
Mm-hmm. And the thing, as we go back to Gideon, the one thing that you see over and over and again, a lot of great things have been done in the Bible and in obviously in the world. Those who have acted in obedience to the word that they receive from the Lord. And I go back and, you know, I know I'm not supposed to have regret, but there are times when there are things where I heard clearly I was supposed to do this and I didn't do it. And now, as obviously I'm getting to be an old man, I listen a little clearer, and one of the ways to activate your faith, if any of our listeners are wondering how do I kind of let my faith loose, is, you know, you can say it. I like to say, you know, you can really say God's word out loud and you can pray it, but you can act in obedience. And when you act in obedience, you know, you get a word from the Lord, mm-hmm. And you act on it, it's something really powerful that comes.
Yeah, and like you, I'm really hard-headed, and I don't like not being the captain of my own ship. And, you know, when you surrender yourself to the Lord, there's a freedom that it gives you then to know that the real captain, the man who made you, the author of your life, who knows how and what he created, breathes life into you. And when you can walk in that freedom, it is powerful. Jesus. And you can't take the smile off your face, you know.
Wondering if you'll sing us a little song today, Mr. Joe Jenkins.
I will. Thanks. This is a song I've done at our church. I wrote, and it's Philippians 4:13, the words
Love
of that.
It.
And these are not my words. These are words out of the Bible. So there you go.
I can sword and shield. You are my warrior. You are my mighty God. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the great I am. You are my hope and joy. You are the spotless Lamb. You are my Savior. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens me. My healer, my redeemer, you are my source of strength, you are my guiding light, you're my creator, you are my shepherd, amen. Do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens me.
Joe Jenkins, that was fantastic, man. I love to hear you using your talents and stepping out for the Lord like that, man.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. It's, the only songs I've written so far, you think maybe country, but it's praise songs because God just fills me with the words, and it's just giving back something he's given to me.
Well, talk to me, and we're coming to a close here on the program, but you led with Philippians 4:13, mm-hmm. And I would encourage any of our listeners who are not familiar with that verse to go write that down on an index card and carry it with you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What a powerful verse. I'm sure in your life it's something that's really helped you.
Absolutely has. And, you know, you're going through that dark period or just difficult time, and you just repeat it over and over and over and over again, and it lifts you. It lifts you.
If any of our listeners are struggling with fear and doubt, because I know that's how the enemy likes to come after me. He loves to kind of get me paralyzed and get me to a place where I'm not really moving. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Joe Jenkins, thanks for joining us today. I hope you all have an awesome Sunday. See you next week.